First of all, could I say that what has happened to the homeowners in Donegal, indeed Mayo, Clare and elsewhere, but particularly the vast majority in Donegal, is scandalous. It is devastating for those homeowners. I visited one such home last week, the Murtagh family in Raphoe. Last year I would have seen at the outset other houses. It is appalling what has happened. We all know the impact it can have on people to have one of the key objectives in life to build your family home, the sweat, toil and effort that that entails, and that being taken away from you by, in this case, by the supply of and provision of defective blocks. And could I say that the government's view on this, and my view, is that we will do everything we possibly can to help the homeowners and to refine and amend and change this scheme in consultation with the Micro Action Group with a view to making sure we have a sustainable scheme that can bring these homes back and make them habitable for the families and give them the experience that they originally envisaged when they first took out the mortgage, when they first provided for themselves in getting a house built. I want to say in fairness that the previous government, working with the Micro Action Group at the time, did bring in a scheme in January 2020 in very good faith. In fact, it was accepted all round at the time. I can recall the Sinn Féin spokesman at the time, Patrick McLaughlin, welcomed the confirmation of the scheme back then, did identify some issues that he thought the banks should have been involved in helping. But it is fair to say that initially it got broad acceptance around. So I don't think assertions of bad faith in anyone is correct here. I think everybody wants to do the right thing here. We're interested in doing the right thing. And the minister has written to Micro Action Group. He's spoken to them over the last number of days. I spoke with the Micro Action Group on Thursday. I had a meeting with them, with Donegal County Council, with the director of housing, with the manager, with the chairman of the group, Councillor Martin McDermott. And our view is we should set in train a time-bound process lasting about 6 weeks, involving Micro Action Group, representatives from the different counties, involving the local authorities, and also the department, to work on the scheme and iron out all of the issues, because there's different issues applied to different homeowners. Because this figure, the figure of 100,000, nobody wants someone to be caught for 100,000. There's issues about upfront costs that have to be dealt with, I acknowledge that. There's issues around having to rent out while your house has been rebuilt. That has to be dealt with. But there are other issues also, and other supports that we may be in a position to provide. But I think we do have to do an analysis. A number of applications have come in. And speaking to Donegal County Council, they were saying about 33% of those would have to be rebuilt. So I think an analysis of what's come in so far might give us a good picture in terms of how we amend and improve this scheme overall. I mean, motions will come and motions will go, but the work has to be done to improve this scheme and to make it one that ensures that homeowners can avail of it, get their houses rebuilt or repaired without any undue impact on them. The scale of this programme will be far in excess of any other programme entered into so far, far in excess. I mean, the department's estimates of the original scheme that was entered into in good faith was close to £1 billion. I believe we will go over that billion. And just on the, you know, the defective argument and so on, I think it's important also, you know, the 31 local building control authorities have extensive powers of inspection and enforcement. The requirements of the building regulations and the EU directive and so on, you know, there are responsibilities on on designers, and on the builders of buildings and the suppliers of bricks as well that we can't lose sight of. And I just make that point. But generally speaking, we want to do the right thing by those who were let down by the provision of these defective blocks, which have rendered their homes in many instances unlivable and has created great anxiety. We want to help them, and we're going to do that.
Deputy MacDonald.
Well, Taoiseach, let us agree that something went catastrophically wrong in respect of MICA and pyrite.
catastrophically wrong with these blocks that were used to construct these homes. And let's also agree that those responsible for these catastrophic wrongs have to be identified and have to be held to account. I have no argument with you, and the people of Donegal and Mayo and Clare have no argument with you on that score. You have called this a scandal. You have said it is appalling, and you're correct on both counts. You have said that you will enter into a time-bound process to put things to right. And I welcome that because we need to be timely and efficient. But what we also need to hear from you as head of government is that the scheme that will be landed on will represent, in reality, 100% redress. The last scheme may have been introduced in good faith, Taoiseach, but the truth is that that scheme has not worked. That scheme has left these families in misery, living this nightmare day after day, night after night, and that must stop. We know that the only sustainable, viable redress is 100% redress. So I want to invite you again to clearly state that the government will pursue and deliver in a timely fashion a scheme that is 100% redress. Yeah. The people gathered on the streets of Dublin want to hear the Taoiseach confirm that. Can you confirm it for them, please, Taoiseach?
First of all, say, you know, as I said earlier, motions and slogans won't solve this. And I had a very good meeting with the Mike Action Group last Thursday. As a result of that, I contacted the minister again. I said, let's put in place a process here. Because 100% of what? It's not as simple as asserted. And that came up in the conversation. There's a whole range of issues we've got to discuss in terms of the grant caps themselves, in terms of the allowable costs, engineering costs, upfront costs, how we can make it easier for the homeowners in this context. And that's what we want to do.
And that is why
the minister has corresponded with the group. He has spoken to them. He is anxious to get this up and running as quickly as possible. Also consult with the Mike Action Group in terms of their issues and so on. And I would make the point
that
it was entered. It was entered in good faith. Your own deputy welcomed it at the time, as did everybody else.
100%
and the government is absolutely committed to doing the right thing, and will provide and is going to provide exceptional resources to make sure that we can make these houses livable again for the families involved in a way that ensures that the kind of impacts that have been suggested, and obviously as to working through of the scheme has created a lot of issues and people have raised these. The submission was made to Minister Darabin at the end of April and he's responding to that. The time is up now.
Can Carl, I want to object to the Taoiseach studiously refusing to answer a very straightforward question, Taoiseach. Very straightforward question for a 100% redress scheme. Please answer.
I've answered the question, in fairness to the deputy.
No, you have not, Taoiseach, and that is very worrying.
Look, with respect, I didn't. This is unprecedented, this kind of interventions at leaders. All I'll make the point is I'm not exploiting this for political reasons. The deputy seems to want to exploit every issue for political advancement.
Yeah, well,
I'm saying I want to get this resolved on behalf of the residents.
Thank you, Deputy Alan Kenny.